The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Britney Spears fans went to see the singer free and out of treatment after holding a protest in L.A. yesterday. Some fans believe she's being held against her will in a treatment facility and gathered outside of a West Hollywood City Hall with signs that said, "Free Britney and truth will set her free."
Free Britney! Free Britney! Free Britney! Free Britney!
She checked herself into treatment in March as her father deals with ongoing health issues. Over the Easter holiday, she was granted one day of release to spend the day with her family. Her team announced in January that she was calling off her Vegas residency because of her father's serious illness, but there may be more to the story. Sources tell the New York Post that while her dad Jamie's ruptured colon was certainly a concern, the singer was also dealing with disappointing ticket sales for her Domination show. They said a lot of people are relying on Britney, so they wanted to milk every cent from this deal. Ticket sales were very soft. The tickets were priced so high. Allegedly, her camp used her dad's illness as a smokescreen to distract people from the downward spiral that Britney was experiencing and the fact that she could just not do the residency. A source close to Britney denied that the ticket sales were a problem. So they're very weird about her and hiding everything.
I feel bad for her. Like, I don't think she's ever going to make a full recovery.
There are juicy podcasts out right now that talk about behind the scenes what they're doing to her, and it will shake you.
Oh my God. Like what?
I can't think of what it's called, but I can find it and put it on our story as a swipe up for you real quick after the garbage at Joan Alex Show on Instagram if you want to listen to it.
Yeah.
But I mean, listen to it after our show, of course.
You're great. Yes, no, we just lost everybody.
That's
thanks.
The caveat. I won't post it unless you swear that you will only listen to it later. The Jonas Brothers announced that they will release their new album, Happiness Begins, on June 7th. The trio have released two singles from the album, Sucker and Cool. The album will be their first since 2009's Lines, Vines, and Trying Times. The Jonas Brothers will perform at the Billboard Music Awards on May 1st and then Saturday Night Live on May 11th.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited for all of this, all of their performances.
I could not
their
care
entire
less.
Album.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh my gosh. I their two new songs are so good and they look so hot in the videos.
I do like Cool.
Dude, Nick Jonas and Cool.
Do that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I foam at the mouth. Foam at the mouth for Taylor Swift, Celine Dion. Like, those are my two big people. But I have never been that way about boy bands. Ever. Not any. I don't know what it is.
I will say One Direction. I watch every single YouTube video out possibly with One Direction and Justin Bieber.
Like, there are songs I like. I like One Direction songs. Right. I just am not obsessed, or like BTS or Backstreet Boys or anything. I've never been a huge fan.
This makes me want to sing. And no. Okay, we got to be on track today. I'm sorry. But I just, hold on.
Well, speaking of icons, Whitney Houston's lesbian lover.
Wait, she had a lesbian lover?
Apparently, because this woman, Robin Crawford, is releasing a new memoir and telling all for the first time about her relationship with Whitney. The memoir is titled A Song for You, My Life with Whitney Houston, and it's going to be released on November 5th. According to this chick, the two women met when they were teenagers and worked closely until the 2000s when they went their separate ways. Bobby Brown allegedly fueled fights between the two, ultimately forcing them to end their time together. I've heard of this. I've heard about this, that he would tell them, like, you guys can't, like, Whitney would try to hide it and be like, oh, she's my best friend, but Bobby knew that they were, like, in love with each other. Rumor has it.
Bobby, you should have got up in that, man.
I'm sure some of our coworkers who've been in radio way longer than us and work in, like, urban radio, they probably got to meet Whitney and they probably know more about the story, or they've met Bobby Brown. But apparently, he would fuel fights between them. He ultimately forced them to end spending time together. And this memoir is described as, finally, the person who knew her best sets the record straight.
Ooh.
Juicy. And Disney is planning to open its vault for the new streaming service Disney Plus, but they will not be releasing the Song of the South. It was a 1946 film. It's been criticized for its portrayal of African Americans following the end of the Civil War. Disney also doesn't plan to include a scene from the 1941 animated film Dumbo that has a crow named Jim Crow, which is a reference to a 19th century blackface character that later became the name of segregation laws enacted following the Reconstruction era.
Oh, boy.
Coming up in less than an hour, this band's name is one of the most hackable passwords.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.